Perfectly Sane Show, episode 277. I am Chris, as always, joined by Jeff.
Yo!
And that's it. Everyone else is out doing personal stuff.
I'm saying they got sucked into playing all the big games that came out. They're too busy playing them to even talk about them.
That is distinctly possible, because this was a crazy week for games.
Yeah.
I guess we should start out with the one that came out first, and that would be Black Ops 3.
Oh, yeah, that did happen.
Yeah, that happened on Friday after we recorded last week. So I am playing that for review. Don got us a review copy, which is probably the only way any of us were going to play that game. And I'm glad I didn't buy it, that's for sure. I don't know why it's called Black Ops 3. Like, let's get that out of the way right here. Like, I have no idea. It's like Black Ops 1 and Black Ops 2, the story tied together.
It's like, is the same story or the...
No, I don't even know. Like, these are...
No, I'm saying 1 and 2.
It was a continuation, yeah.
Okay. It wasn't like they loosely tied together. It was like...
No, it was like same characters. Yeah, it was definitely... I mean, it jumped from... You know, the what was it, like the Vietnam War and the 80s, like the Iran-Contra stuff, and I think that was it. No, maybe not. It was like, it looked like it was like late 70s, early 70s, late 70s, and early 80s for Black Ops 1, and then Black Ops 2 was like 80s and then future stuff. Black Ops 3 is all future stuff. And I don't really know what the tie is to outside of maybe like some thematic stuff. You're on a Black Ops team.
It's just a brand now. You know what I mean?
I think you're exactly right, because like the news came out from Activision. They're boasting about how, like, you know, Black Ops 3 is outperforming both Ghost and Advanced Warfare.
I know, and I think we had kind of talked a little bit, or a lot of people, not just us, but other people predicted that, like, hey, the series is on its decline, it's been selling less each year, like, it's on its way out, like, I don't know, dude. I still think it's the big series out there.
Like, I mean...
Obviously.
It is, yeah. Like, I mean, like, you can go back and look, and, like, you know, Black Ops 2 came out, and that was the biggest Call of Duty to that point. And I think it probably still is. And then Ghost came out, and that declined a little bit. And Advanced Warfare came out, and that was actually really good.
Yeah.
But that declined again year over year, and it's looking, at least right now, like Black Ops 3 is turning that around. I think it is, like you said, it's due to the brand.
Yeah, it's like that signifies it's the Treyarch entry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it is at this point.
Like, I don't even know if people really understand, like, Treyarch or whatever, but they know Black Ops, and they know that was the last one they really enjoyed, so...
There's probably a whole faction of Call of Duty hardcore people who, like, they think of the series as Black Ops, and, like, the other Call of Duties are just bullshit, like, spin-off shit. You know what I mean? I guarantee you, like... Because there's a lot of people that just call it Black Ops, you know what I mean? They don't even call it Call of Duty.
Yep.
It's
like,
weird.
It's Blops.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I just play some Blops. Alright. Yeah. Yes, did you play any of it? You played a little bit of the beta, right?
Very little, like two matches.
So...
And it was not working well, so...
So think of it this way. It is... Like, you're playing as a Titanfall pilot.
Sure.
And you have, like, magic powers.
Like, yeah, I saw one thing where you could, like, shoot bees at people. Like, they look like they look like BioShock powers.
Yeah, very much so. Like, they're all, like, cybernetic enhancements or whatever, because you're basically, like, a cyborg. It's weird. There's, like, this weird Terminator thing going on. Where you're fighting, like, giant robot soldier dudes, and...
I know it's a slightly different flavor than Halo, but I feel like, I don't know, I would like Call of Duty to be, like... Honestly, at this point, I'd love to see them do, like, World War II or something again. Like, something old school instead of this shit.
Well, and that's what I liked about, like Black Ops 1, was that it?
It was like a Vietnam one, kind of,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was still grounded, but it was like a different war that we don't normally see. But it was still grounded. Like, so the weapons were different. They weren't World War II weapons, but they weren't like futuristic weapons. Cause, honestly, Halo has that shit on lock. Like,
yeah.
Like, if you're
talking futuristic
shooter, yeah,
it's not the same. But at the same time, it's like I get that fix of a futuristic shooter, and I want like a war game, like Call of Duty, to not be this shit. Like,
right. So, I mean, that's the campaign. Then they have, you know, zombies mode,
yeah.
Which I don't understand people's fascination with Treyarch's zombies mode. I don't get it.
I like the mode in Advanced Warfare, the co-op mode in that, more than zombies. I forgot what it was in Advanced Warfare. You know what I'm talking about? Did you try that?
No.
I mean, they had a zombie mode. It's like a horde mode, yeah. But yeah, it wasn't zombies. I don't know. It was like you were building your base and shit. There was more to it. Well, I guess that you build your base in zombies too, I think.
No, yeah, I don't. But so
I've played a lot of zombies.
I played enough zombies. Like, it's always like you're in a location and like you're trying to hold off hordes of enemies until like you get to a certain wave and then you can move on to the next area. It seems the same thing here, but it's a noir version, so.
Yeah, with like actors and shit, right?
Yeah, but it's really weird because like the game itself, the core game, is like very speedy. You know, you have the powers, you have the wall running, you have the double jump. Like, there's a bunch of stuff in Call of Duty's campaign and in the multiplayer that doesn't like correlate with what's going on in zombies, because like they're dropping you into like, you know, 1950s, 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool enough. I mean, it looks cool. The zombies are interesting, but I don't have any desire to play that shit. Also, that seems to be where the game is broken.
Oh, yeah?
I spent an hour trying to get zombies to work. Like, it would boot me into a game, and it would say I was player 6 of 4. like you can only have 4 people going into zombies mode. And then it would boot me back to the menu, or it would just load, but it would never do anything, so I had to like quit the game multiple times and reboot it. So I think I'm done with zombie mode. And then there's the multiplayer, which is like a twisted version of Titanfall and Destiny. It's where you have the wall running of Titanfall and like the double jump and that mobility, and then you have the super. Like in Destiny, like when you build up your meter enough, you have the super, and that's kind of what this is. So, except it's not nearly as good, I don't think. And I think there's a big problem with the multiplayer this year. It's like it's always been like, you know, the really skilled players are gonna get the advantages over you. Like, they're gonna get the kill streaks. But now, if like, you know, if you're really skilled and you can do this mobility stuff, you get your super faster, plus you get your kill streaks, and it's like really disheartening. Like, if you're on a bad team and you're just getting destroyed because, you know, they're wall running, they're jumping, they're headshotting you, they're dropping electric strikes on you, and it's really not fun. The maps are better though.
I don't know. Like, I don't like the way you describe the multiplayer. Is like, I don't know. I would not like it.
So Call of Duty's always been fast. Like, I mean, you played a lot of Call of Duty. You know,
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
It's a fast paced game. Like,
it's a very specific formula, and to like have a big change like that with the specials, like I don't think I like that.
Well, because of the mobility, now it plays like even faster. So.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to, like, if you're not playing the way they want you to play, like, it's really hard to be successful in it. And they've never done a good job of balancing you with players of your skill level.
Yeah.
And there are people that have already prestiged, like.
Yeah, and like, what are you doing in a match with, like, why would you be in a match with people?
Just like, why am I playing against somebody that's already prestiged? Two people that have already prestiged, whether I'm on their team or not. Like,
how have you already prestiged?
Right, like, how much cult? Like, I've played, like, I'm level 5. Like, you've already prestiged and you're level 40 again. Like, have you done anything since the game came out?
Is it even possible? Like, are there enough hours in that frame to do that?
Like, and I know that, like, some of these people know how to manipulate. Like, they know how to play. They know what modes to play that'll get you the most experience points the fastest. But, like, I just want to play Deathmatch and kill confirmed. Like,
yeah.
I want to play, like, the standard modes and get at that. And I don't know. I'm really not enjoying my time with it. I'm going to finish it and, like, probably play enough multiplayer to get a handle on it. But then I'll deal with it after that.
How about this? I'll throw this out here. If I get it at some point and Zombies is working, will you try that out?
Yeah.
All right.
For sure. And Don will try it too, because he got a copy as well. So
nice.
Which I think that he should really just get rid of that copy and get Halo. But
he should definitely do that.
Because, I mean, he's not a Halo guy, but he played Halo with us for 4 hours on Saturday and really enjoyed himself. So.
He should do it. I think he'll cave eventually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somehow.
I think that he came out of that going, like, this is actually a really good game. And now I understand why they like it. Like,
yeah, it sometimes could take a bit with Halo. Like, I wasn't in love with it at first, but I don't know. I just love Halo. Like, once you get into it, it's so much better. Yeah.
All right. So, you haven't played a lot of Fallout.
No.
Do you want to talk about that before we talk about Tomb Raider?
Yeah, sure. Because there's not much to say. It's very, like, familiar. Like,
it's Fallout.
Yeah, there's nothing really noteworthy to say about it so far in terms of, like, anything. Like, you know, it looks like Fallout, plays like Fallout. It's great to have more Fallout. Like, don't get me wrong at all. Like, it's just, you know, it's Fallout. It's very much more Fallout. I don't know. I mean,
and it's new Fallout, so
yeah,
it's like, not dude, like I can go back and play Fallout 3 right now, but it's not new Fallout. Yeah. Like, I've already done Fallout 3, so.
And this does, like, look better and shit, and you know, there's a probably subtle advancements that you're not noticing because you haven't played Fallout 3 in a while, you know.
Right.
At least I haven't, but I mean, nothing about it is really like. Any of the new things that they added, like, I noticed it there, but I haven't used it yet, like crafting certain things or whatever. I don't know. Or, like, the base building thing.
Right.
That's in there. Like, I saw that you could do that, but I didn't mess with it whatsoever, because I have no interest in it.
Okay, so, like, that, they introduced that pretty early on, then.
They don't introduce it as, like, something to teach you about. It's like, I walked up to a bench or something, I think, I want to say, and then, like, it was like, yo, you could do this and that, and, like, yeah, then some menus popped up, but I feel like I initiated that. I feel like I initiated it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It was, like, something that, like, I could have just walked past accidentally.
If you noticed any bugs or anything, because, I mean, I've heard a lot about, I mean, you pretty much said it's
yeah.
What you expect from a Fallout game, so I kind of expect it to be a little rough around the edges, and
the one thing I heard them talk about on Giant Bomb today, I definitely agreed with, where it was, if you walk up to someone in a town or something, and they're in the middle of a conversation, you can't interrupt it to talk to them. You have to, like, wait, you have to, like, if you interrupt them to talk to them about it, like, they still just finish whatever they're saying, and then, like, you have to restart the conversation again with them.
Okay.
It's kind of weird, it's just, like, in most RPGs, like, you just walk up to someone in a town and start talking to them, like, who gives a fuck who they're talking to? Like, you're the one. This is your game. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's a little weird. But the only real thing that, besides that, that I've encountered is the 0 frame per second thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That happens. It doesn't happen a lot. And, dude, it really is. Like, it's just basically like the game, like, you know, stutters for a second. That's all it is. Like, you're kind of, you know, it's not like a fast action game, and right, it doesn't really, it doesn't happen when you're in action shooting stuff, at least for me so far, it's usually when I'm like out walking around looking at the world, and all of a sudden it'll be like boop, and it'll like pause for a second, and then it just goes again. I don't know. Yeah, it's not like that's like that sucks, but it's not like not a reason to get Fallout, in my opinion. Like,
right. I mean, it's such a big game. There's so much to do that, like, you know, some of that stuff kind of allows it to, you kind of let it go with that.
I mean, you can or you can't, but the gameplay itself is so compelling that.
Run away, dog.
Get dog.
Fozzie, where the fuck do you go, man?
You guys have to, like, text me or Twitter at me.
I did text
you. See me, huh?
Oh, there you are. I didn't even see your text back.
Yeah. So we're talking Fallout right now, Fozzie.
Oh, okay. Well, I have nothing to.
You haven't missed much. It's very much Fallout. I did encounter the 0 frame per second thing. That's about all I really had to say about it. Like, it's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to play it. I am a little worried that it's just, like, kind of what you said, that it's just kind of more Fallout, though. Like, I don't know if that's going to be... I'm sure I'll enjoy it, but I don't know if that's going to be enough for me. Like, when we sit down in a month.
Yeah, I'm not even thinking about that yet. But there is a lot to it. And I'm sure there's lots of ways that it's better than Fallout 3 or New Vegas.
Sure.
It's good. Like, dude, it feels very familiar. I just can't wait to dig into it, though, more. Like, I haven't really played enough to say. And, like, the new things that they've added to me are, like, things that, like, I don't necessarily want or need so far. So
right, like the base building and
yeah. I'm trying to think what else, something else I was thinking about. I'm like, I don't really know what to do with that yet, or I don't care for it, but you know, whatever. You don't have to use those things either, so
okay. Yeah. I plan on playing it sometime this month, so
yes.
Probably after I finish Tomb Raider, which you have finished Tomb Raider, so
yeah, I think that says a lot. I don't think I've finished a game that big this fast ever. I played it in a day, essentially.
And how did it...
I can't believe you already finished it. It came out, what, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Nerd.
I basically had... I had yesterday off. I got up at 8 a.m. and I played through it. Like, I had an hour or so left today. Like, maybe an hour and 15 minutes left today before I beat it.
So, like... How long do you think it took you?
Probably, if I'm being honest, I was telling Fozzie between 12 and 15 hours.
Okay. And what was your percentage at?
58%.
Okay. That's pretty good. I mean, it sounds like if you go after everything, which I probably will, I mean, 100%ed the last Tomb Raider, and it took me about 18, 19 hours.
You 100%ed it?
Yeah, I got all the collectibles and everything. Okay. So, and I'll probably do that with this one. I just really enjoy exploring in this game, going around and finding all the little knickknacks and relics and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, if you took about 12 to 15 hours to do about 60% of the game, there's probably about 20 so hours, like, overall.
Yeah. But
that's probably good.
Oh no, it's perfectly fine.
I am still pretty early in the game. I just got through the first warehouse section.
Warehouse section.
So like early on, like you you come up, you know where the ship tomb is?
Yeah.
Okay, so like there's the section after that. You go through, like, you meet the girl with the bow and arrow. You have, like, your little confrontation with her. And then you go down, and there's, like, a train yard or whatever. And, like, there's some guys down there, and you end up fighting them. Like, I got through that area, and I got to the camp after that, so.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty early on. Fozzie, did you get it?
No.
Oh, man, what the fuck?
Well, like, right now I'm in between, like, paychecks and jobs, so...
Right.
Like, a couple weeks from now, I'm going to get a lot of money because I'm going to get two paychecks at once. That's gonna be awesome.
That's always nice.
Yeah. So because I'm gonna have like my vacation hours plus the week I work, then also I'll have my 2 weeks at my new place. So it's just a matter of waiting for that. So I'm like, well, I should probably save up now.
So, and then the good end of that is like, you know, if you're definitely waiting on some games, like, you know, Black Friday's 2 weeks away, so there's some cool deals out there.
Sure.
I paid nothing for these games, bro.
Oh, really?
I sold Metal Gear and...
Here we go. Old man selling stuff.
Hold on. Go for it. I sold Metal Gear. I sold my PlayStation Vita. And one other game. I forgot what else. But I got like $65, I want to say, for the Vita.
That's it?
Jesus. I got it for free, though.
Fair enough.
Back in the day when it first came out.
Right. I remember Sony gave it to you guys.
At GameStop.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, whatever. Whatever I got for it, like, dude,
it took them
like 25 minutes to turn it on because it was that dead. Like, it had to power up that long. Like,
wow.
I never.
It's like, oh, God, this battery is working.
Yeah. So I had money left over, and I got like a $15 card to get Rock Band songs. So it was pretty sweet, nice, dude. I walked out of there fucking smiling. Anyways, back to Tomb Raider.
Tell us about Tomb Raider, like, in general. So I mean, I enjoyed the first story, and I'm enjoying the story of this one quite a bit. So
yeah, I like the story. Spoilers. No, yeah, I'm not gonna give any spoilers. I like the story. I kind of like her character arc in the first one more, but this is more of a fleshed out like story, and I actually semi paid attention to it, so like that's a good sign right there.
Right.
Yeah, so that was good. The game itself, in my opinion, like I think people are painting it too much like it's different than the first one. Like I replayed the first one recently, like a year ago, and it to me is very much like very, very similar to the first one with more combat options.
Just from what I've played so far, the encounters that I've come across, it's almost like, and I hate to invoke Halo here, but it's more sandboxy. Like, there's more ways to take down guys and approach combat than, you know, a lot of times in the Tomb Raider reboot, it was like a shooting gallery. Like, you come up, oh, like, you don't even have a chance to be stealthy or anything. They just see you, and you basically do your Gears of War Uncharted type cover shooter thing. All the way up until you kill all the bad guys.
Yeah, this is a little more open with the combat, and it has more options with the combat, and I think it's the biggest improvement. I think they also do a better job of kind of mixing the three elements of the series, which is like platforming, combat, and puzzles. Like, okay. I feel like they mix it together a lot better, more like.
And I fought a really big bear.
Yeah, I did as well. That's one of the few bosses you'll get in the game.
Okay.
But I like how, like, all right, we'll get into the tombs in a minute, but when you're outside of tombs, just doing regular levels where you're fighting guys and doing this and that, like, it'll mix in, like, these big environmental puzzles, which are awesome, and some of them are near the end, like, very brain-scratching. You're like, how do you do this? You'll spend a lot of time thinking about, like, how to figure out the puzzles near the very end. I think they do, like, so yeah, maybe it is a better game, but to me, like, outside of that, like, structurally it's the same thing. Like,
it's more Tomb Raider. It's more 2013 Tomb Raider.
Yeah, like even reviews have said this too, like, there's a bigger emphasis on tombs. It's like, no, there isn't. They are fucking still the same thing. Like, they function the same as in the reboot. There's side things that you could do. You know what I mean? Like,
outside of, like, that first level, which is...
Yes. Well, that's kind of what...
tutorial level.
That's kind of what I'm talking about, though. They'll mix it in here and there, but very little after that. Like, there's one part near the end, and there's a huge environmental puzzle that feels like a big tomb. But, yeah, it's not, like... There's not, like an old Tomb Raider game where it's like welcome to this big tomb. Like they used to be like Zelda temples. Like there'd be like multiple rooms and shit.
I don't really know if we're ever gonna get that again. Like,
well, then for them to say though, like that's part of it. Like, dude, you maybe run into one or other area like that throughout the whole game. Okay. And then maybe one more near the end. But near the end, it's like this huge battle arena where you're doing the puzzles within that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So I like that, though. Like, I like that they mix that up. But I would like, within the main game itself, you go through at least three or four gigantic fucking tombs. Like, they're not afraid from doing really hard puzzles in this. So it's not, like, trying to drive away that, like, action crowd, like, by adding this, like, what I want, you know? Like... You get what I'm saying? Like,
no, I do.
It's still a thinking man's game, this one. It's just, it lacks, like,
I do wonder if some of that is they're handcuffed by how they're telling their story. Like, because the first one all took place on that island. And yeah. This one, from what I can see outside of, like, when you go to Syria early on, like, it all takes place in Siberia. So the other games were kind of like globetrotting, where you're going, like, you know,
yeah,
like
you're going, here's a level,
yeah, it's and level. It, you know, it was like levels, and instead of kind of how this is kind of going for like a narrative cinematic effect, and it's all being told in this one area, kind of like Indiana Jones-ish, or
you can't let the narrative dictate the game, I think, like.
You can if that's what your focus is, like, and I think that's what their focus. I think that's what their focus is.
No, this is still a very much like a game. It's a game.
Well, I'm not saying, but I think that their design focus stems from the story they want to tell with Lara. Whether it's good or not is a different story. I don't think that they're like, hey, we want to make this globetrotting tomb game. Like, no, we want to. Tell this story that takes place in this area.
Yeah,
this
is what we want to do. You could find a way to shoehorn in the elements you need, I think, in this. I don't know. I just, to me, like, my final thought on the whole game was it's very much more of the reboot that you got before. It's more refined. They do a better job of mixing the elements together, but like the structure of the game is exactly like the last one. And it doesn't have a very heavy action focus. Like, the tombs specifically are not a focus at all. Like, you can go through the whole game and not do an actual tomb. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying there is that in this.
There's what?
Tombs.
There are tombs, but it's just like they were in the reboot. Like, they're these little side caves that are, like, kind of hard to find.
Oh, I thought you said there's, like, three or four big ones.
No, there's three or four parts in the game that have these big puzzles that you would normally find in like a tomb in the old Tomb Raider games. And they're mixed in there well, but like they're not technically like tombs. It's just it's mixed into the story, like the narrative, like where all of a sudden you're like, you know, fighting a bunch of guys, but there's also puzzles you have to solve to figure out how to cross a bridge or whatever. But they're not tombs, you know what I'm saying? If I'm making any sense, but
no, you are.
No, I hear
like,
you.
Like, what you'd really want is more of what like the opening portion of this game is. Like when you're in Syria, like that whole thing takes place in the tomb. Like, you know, there's a couple different puzzles and there's a couple different rooms.
There's another like room like that near the end of the game. It looks like, kind of like a diorama or something that you're like making all these things spin around on. And I've seen people talk about that before the game came out, saying that like that tomb, quote unquote, takes an hour. It's like, dude, I was in and out of there 10 minutes. It was a little tricky because you have to think a lot in three dimensions or whatever. But it's like, it wasn't a whole tomb. It was just like you had to get up this thing and that was it. Like,
right?
I don't know. I don't mean to sound like I like don't like the game. It is a great game. It is one of the best games I've played on this console or this generation. It really is. I just have certain nitpicks and like
it just happens to be more Tomb Raider, the last Tomb Raider,
which was like we gave that game of the year. And I know I think Fozzie, you said you didn't agree with it, but I think it deserved it. Like going back, it's one of those games that like you could go back and play again, and it's still fun. Where a lot of times, like, these things are easier, it's a off thing, like, you know.
I just feel like the pacing was a little off for me. Like, I feel like I didn't get some of the cooler things until, like, there was only an hour or two left in the gameplay, you know?
In the reboot?
Yeah. Mm. Like, the arrow thing, like, that you get. Like, you don't get that until you're, like, mid to late game. Like, being able to, like, shoot your arrow or... I forgot what specifically...
I know you're talking about. It's very much like a Metroid game where, you know, they kind of...
Well, I don't play Metroid.
But I mean, that's the style. Like, I mean, that Batman Arkham Asylum, like, where they basically lock you out of progression.
I just feel like that was a very important one. Like, I understand, like Shadow of Mordor, right? Like, they save kind of the best stuff for last. But what it was that it was just upgrades of the initial things that you got. That's what I would have liked to have seen. Like, make it so that this is an improvement over what I already have. Like, you should really focus on getting that core stuff out there and then improving on it.
So I'm trying to think of, like, what specifically you're...
There's
a huge progression system with your weapons.
There's something about the arrow I remember specifically where I never used my bow and arrow until I got this late in the game. I'm like, okay, well, now I really want to use the arrow all the time.
Oh my god, I used, like, I almost exclusively used the bow and arrow.
Yeah, no, I did not like
that. I didn't for this game, but for the reboot, like the original one, like, I played all arrow through it. Like, but yeah, like, there's all sorts of upgrades, and I get what you're saying, Fozzie. Like, it gets more interesting near the end, like, where you get, like, a rope that attaches to your arrows, and you can, like, shoot that out and climb across the rope. Stuff like that. You get, like, grenades you could attach to your arrows.
I find it weird in this one that, like, you come across those things. Like, I mean, you know what to look for because you played the original, or the reboot or whatever. But she doesn't have that capability right now. Like, they kind of take everything away from her pretty early on, and she has to, like, rebuild everything again. Like, that's a little shitty, but
that's typical, though. Yeah. But they do a great job of feeding you stuff throughout. You're gonna see this game is very, like, it feels almost like a loot game. There's stuff everywhere.
Oh yeah, there's stuff to collect and then, like, craft. Like, so, like, you can grab enough, like, feathers and wood and whatever you need, and you can make your own arrows, like, if you're out of them.
And the great thing is, it's very streamlined process, all of it. Like, you never have to think about what you're doing. You sit down at the fire, and it tells you what you have upgrades in, and you just do it. And, like, it's... You know, the only thing you have to think about is, like, what, like, stat points you want to spend on yourself, and that's, like, any other RPG, and, like, there's
even with the upgrades, you have to kind of, like, look and see, like, what you want to prioritize, because you might not have enough cloth, or you might not have enough salvage to do both of the upgrades or all three of the upgrades.
But you don't have to click on any of that stuff to
see
it. Like,
it's
when you pull up
right
the menu,
there. Like,
it's very visible.
Hey,
like,
this is available, this is available, this is available, and here's the requirements for each one.
Yeah.
Kind of like in Metal Gear where, like, you know, it tells you need X amount of fuel sources and X amount of stone and, like, and X amount of GP. So, yeah, it's very streamlined.
I think it handles that stuff very well. Like,
it's so good looking too.
Yeah, it's a great looking game, dude. It is a great game. Like, I fucking love it. I just have the issues I already said with it, and then near the end, it's a little too action heavy. Like, even though there are some huge puzzles in the last hour, like really hard puzzles, it's still like mostly tons of enemies coming at you.
And I don't want you to spoil the ending, but is it more or less satisfying or on par, I guess, with the ending of the remake, the reboot? Because, like, that was like a weird, that final boss in the original.
Oh, you mean like the gameplay, like, not the story? Like,
yeah, like, because, like, you go up against the samurai guy in the Tomb Raider reboot, and
ooh, I kind of remember that now that you say that.
Kind of like not a great piece. Like, is it more satisfying than that, like, than just fighting, like, a big giant
very final boss battle? Kind of reminded me of Resident Evil 4's final boss battle, kind of, like, where it's, like, this, like, unstoppable guy coming at you, but you have to find a weak point to him.
Okay.
But, like, just the whole last hour, though, is just, like, 10 billion fucking enemies coming at you. A lot of them have, like, shields, and, like, you have to figure out how to get around that, and it's just a pain in the fucking ass. Like, you just kind of want it to be over at that point. But that's, like, so typical of these kind of, like, action-adventure games, is, like, the last hour is just, like, here's all the enemies, you know, like, fight them over and over and over and over, like, to the point where you're sick of it, and then fight some more guys, you know, and then there's a final guy. Like, I don't know. I didn't care for it too much, but overall, dude, like, I've been very critical of this game tonight, but I fucking love it. It's a great fucking game.
Yeah, I've put probably about 2.5-3 hours into it at this point, and I'm really enjoying it, so.
If you like the loop that you've gotten over this last 2 hours, though, like, that's what you're going to get over and over throughout the game.
Oh, yeah, no, I think it's fantastic, like, and I love, I don't know, it's weird, like, if you had asked me 5 years ago if I would, like, spend time, like, digging around the environment trying to find everything, I'd be like, no, hell no, I just push through the story, but something about Tomb Raider, like, the 2013 one, like, I did it in both the 360 and on the Xbox One versions, where I just went and found everything and, like, explored every, like, nook and cranny that the environment had.
The game just feels so good. It, like, it's such smooth, like, controls and everything that, like, it is just fun to play it, you know what I mean? And
right.
And they do a good job of just, like, littering that stuff everywhere, that it's just, you kind of get, like, it's like a compulsive thing. You need to get it all.
Okay, so here's one, not the final question, but close to it. I took a look at the menu. I stopped playing earlier tonight. I took a look at the menu, and it said I had 2 unlocks. And so I went to the unlocks, and they were card packs.
Oh, God, I stayed away from all of that.
Then I opened up what? So you don't know what the hell they are.
No, like, it seems like I just got a microtransaction vibe off of that, and I just...
Well, it is. Like, you can totally buy card packs, but I'm like, what
are the card packs for?
I don't know.
Like, I stayed away from it. It's like it was like, go to the marketplace if you want to see it. I'm like, I ain't going to the marketplace. Because, you know,
like, it doesn't look like it impacts the campaign. But then there's this expedition mode, which is like a time trial mode, and I guess these cards can be applied there to do modifiers and stuff. But why you'd buy any of these doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm really confused by the whole, like, card system in this game. It makes sense in Halo to me, but here, again, I don't get it.
Yeah, I didn't even look into it. I didn't want to know. Okay. But that expedition mode, though, like, I never, like, saw where that even is. I heard of it, but I didn't see where that was on the menu.
Is that, like, right on the menu? Now. Like, yeah. It's, like, in the middle of it. It's, from what I hear, though, if you stream your game on Twitch, and this actually sounds pretty cool, but if you stream your game on Twitch, the people watching your stream will actually be able to interact with your game somehow and impact how you're playing. They'll be able to choose, I guess.
There'll be a bunch of floating text in your fucking screen, like, "Hey, go here."
And they'll actually be able to choose the modifiers that get applied to expedition mode. So, like, I guess they can choose, like, "Hey, here's 2 random cards. Like, one will increase the amount of enemies, or one will make it so that, like, you know, quick time events are quicker, or that Lara can't loot enemies for more ammo or whatever." Like, so there's all sorts of different modifiers, I guess, that can be applied, and you could have your Twitch audience, like, actually impact your game, which I thought was interesting.
Oh, one other thing that I really like too, throwing out there, is that it has a score for you, your level, and like, every time you see a loading screen, it's like, it'll show me that you're scoring a level, and it kind of makes me want to go back and, like, do more on that level or whatever to get a higher score, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I just wish that they told you how you actually scored.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, like, you have to do a run-through of a level, or if you could go back and just, like, find more shit, like...
Right, is it you finding all the shit, doing it quickly? Like,
yeah.
I know that, like, it looks like there's the score, then there's your time, and then there's your deaths, so... I wonder if it's like a mix of kind of how fast you do it, how many times you die, and how much shit you can find while you're doing it.
Yeah. I don't know. But I like that, though.
It's cool.
Yes. But anyways, it's awesome. Like, I didn't mean to sound down on it. I just, those are things that I feel like no one else is saying about the game. But it's still, it's an awesome game. Don't mean to shit on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I'm not going to play it anymore. You ruined everything.
Nah.
Jeff,
you need to play it. It's a must play. It's like one that, like, I know Tony like passed on buying it, but he needs to buy it. Like,
well, I think it's in
the discussion. Trust me on this for Game of the Year.
I think he passed on buying it because he wanted to get the Fallout right now, and like he thought maybe
he bought some stupid fucking board game. That's what it was.
Really?
I saw him tweet it. Yeah, dude, he's like, yeah, I forfeited one of my game purchases this month for this, and it was some board game. I was like, you son of a bitch.
Well, I mean, maybe he's getting some enjoyment out of the board game. I don't know.
It was something stupid like that. We'll have to ask him.
But, he might be thinking, like, maybe... I actually don't think there will be any sales on Tomb Raider come Black Friday, but maybe he's thinking, like, he might be able to pick it up then.
Maybe at $40 at best, you know?
Yeah.
Ain't going to drop more than that.
No, it's too soon. Like, I don't think you'll get Fallout or that, or Star Wars any cheaper than probably...
I will.
40 might be the cheapest you get it,
yeah.
if they're on sale at all.
Yeah.
Fozzie, what have you been playing?
Oh god. Halo?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Halo's the last game that I've been playing. I beat it.
Yeah.
I beat it before Extra Life. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, that's it. It seems to be our general approach.
It's more Halo. So, you know, I started playing it, and then I went back to Halo 4 for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does make Halo 4 just like little things, like the double jump, or does it has or not double jump, but it has like the jump, and then you can like leap onto
and,
higher ground.
The clamber.
And then you have like the thrusting and little things like that actually kind of make it seem a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm.
Not maybe like Titanfall fast, but it's faster.
Plays faster than previous Halos. That's
yeah, exactly, for sure. And I think that's kind of like it's one of those things where like you really need to kind of keep up with the trends nowadays. You can't be left behind, so I think Halo was smart in doing that. I like the story. I thought it was pretty good. It leaves off with a cliffhanger.
Right.
It's like, I don't know. I started thinking because I'm thinking to myself, I love Halo. I have great memories with it. But a lot of people are right where it's like, you don't feel any connection with Master Chief, like, at all. Because, again, he's always been behind a mask, not really had many emotions. So I started thinking about it compared to Mass Effect, for example. Both set in space. But really, kind of the difference is there is that, you know, well, not only is the main character you could make it off yourself, but the fact that the main character is very visible. And another thing is that you don't have a lot of aliens in the Halo franchise that, you know, it's more like just humans all around. But I guess for this one, I almost felt like, I even had a more connection with the Locke team.
Sure.
Osiris.
You play 12 of the 15 missions as them, so yeah.
Right, obviously. So, I mean, they're a pretty big deal for this one. But again, it's just simply because I could see their faces. Like, there is a connection in that aspect.
Sure.
The graphics look really clean. Everything looked really damn good. And I mean, I'm not really playing multiplayer that much because I haven't seen too many people been playing it. But I had a really good time with the multiplayer that I have been playing. Maybe we'll play some tomorrow. See?
Yeah, we ended up playing on Saturday during Extra Life. Jeff and Tony joined us, joined Don and I. We played for like four and a half hours. Like, it was it was a ton of fun.
Yeah, nice.
And Big Team Battle comes in next week, so along with four new maps. So
cool. That's cool. Yeah, at Extra Life, I played some Soma.
Okay, tell us about that, because
it's weird.
None of us have played. It's weird.
No, I mean, okay, so it, like, Gabe was controlling it, but I was playing it with him for the first time because we were at Extra Life. Javi knows that me and him are, like, known to be, like, really scared.
Okay.
It's true. But Soma isn't really about jump scares. Like, for example, PT. PT, to me, is still the scariest thing I've ever played. I don't know if I'll ever play anything scarier than that. Five Nights at Freddy looks like it'd be fucking terrifying, too. But, like, PT just, it had that really creepy element. It was, it brought out, I'm not very claustrophobic, but it made me feel claustrophobic because it was such a small area.
That fucking hallway over and over, man.
Right. Exactly. Like, it fucks with you. Like, mentally, like, inside, it's just, it really freaks you out. But I think, like, Soma is a little bit different. It's a little bit more open, but I think the creepiness comes from the fact that, you know, it's robots, but they're, some of them think they're human, and there's just a very creepy vibe there. But I don't know if it's as, for example, as terrifying. Like, people are saying, like, this is the scariest thing they've ever played. We got 2 or 3 hours into it, but I didn't feel that same way. I felt that there was tense moments, but it almost felt more like a thriller. Because to me, like, robots aren't scary. Like, even the scariest robot I could think of doesn't really terrify me, because it's not like this.
Well, clearly you haven't seen Ex Machina.
Yeah, probably. No, I have not. But like, I understand, like, you know, robots, like, the way that they are, like, how deadpan they are, and that is definitely creepy in its own self, but...
Well, they're terrifying.
It just, I don't think it had, like, the same, like, jump scares. There was definitely, yeah, there were some tense moments in Soma, where, yeah, there is, like, this guy that has, like, a million eyes. He kind of looks like a Big Daddy, but he's, I don't know, someone in this. Apparently the ending's really good, or it makes you think. I know. it is good, though. Like, the puzzle element's good. It does make you think. And yeah, it does keep you on your toes. I feel like I may have been over, I guess, like, underwhelmed.
Oversold
yeah,
on it?
Yeah, I was underwhelmed by, like, what people were saying. Not saying that it's not a great game, or saying that because the story's actually really cool. Like, it definitely keeps you interested, because it's like, what the fuck is going on here? But it kind of has, like, a little bit of a Dead Space feel, I guess.
Is it just third person?
No, it's first person.
Yeah.
But it is kind of creepy. It's one of those games where, you know, any game to me where you can't fight back, that always terrifies me. Because, you know, like, if you can fight back, then gives you kind of, well, obviously, like, you can fight back with the environment in Soma, but you don't have, like, a gun or something, so right there in itself is kind of terrifying. You just have to be very patient with that game.
Okay. Play anything else during Extra Life?
You know, I didn't stay the whole time. Mainly I was just watching people play Destiny.
Ooh, that sounds awful.
Well, people are still obsessed with it. I actually bought it, so I am going to start playing with it. It does, I mean, to be fair, it looks a lot better. Nice thing, too, is that when you buy it with the expansion, you get a level 25, like, gem that you can use right off the get-go. So you can be level 25, and you can play, like, the Takening quests or whatever.
You can. There is a catch to that, though, that level 25 gem. Because it boosts you to level 25, so you can start playing all that stuff.
Right.
But it doesn't give you the experience that gets applied to your subclass. So
I was wondering about that because I remember I used the level 25. I'm like, oh sweet, I got weapons that are level 25. I got my level 25 guy, like my
But you can't double jump.
Right, but yeah, that's but level my four. Subclass. Yeah, my subclass is like, oh, you only have one thing you can do right now. So, yeah, it's not great.
It's better. It's better than not.
Yeah,
having
I mean,
it at all.
Again. To me, the only reason I bought this is, first off, I still have a lot of friends on the PS4 side that play it. They play it almost every night, every other night, so there's still a big following there as far as with my circle.
Sure.
And then also, I gave Diablo the same chance, and Diablo 3 actually... Diablo 2 is still my favorite game hold. But Diablo 3, like, really kind of became this really fun game after that year or so. Like, once they made the loot 2.0 change, it became such a better game. And I feel like Destiny's like that too.
In a lot of ways it is. It's not quite all the way to like Diablo 3 loot 2.0 levels of improvement, but it's well on its way to being, and it's far and away better than it was when it launched, so it's getting there. Don and I played quite a bit of The Taken King, so it's really good content. Especially once you get to The Taken King, like, the game gets a whole lot more personality to it.
That's what I keep hearing, which is nice. But again, like, I remember playing, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember why I enjoyed this game. For all the stuff that I talk shit about it, I still probably put 20-30 hours into the game, because mechanically, it might be one of the best first-person shooters I've ever played, if not the best one.
From mechanic side, it's fantastic. Like,
it is. It's just so there's yeah. It feels right. Like, when you want to slide, you can slide. When you want to get up and run, everything just glides so smoothly. It's just such a nice, easy transition.
Yep.
And it really was just that MMO aspect of it that was holding that game back, in my opinion. So, the fact that it seems like they've added that, it seems like there's a coherent story. Yeah, I can see why this is the game that people wanted to get go. But again, can't always get that. So, this is, I guess, the next best thing.
Can't always get what you want.
This is true.
Yeah, that's some 80s song.
Yeah. And you played some Rocket League.
I did. I beat Erica, and she was not happy about that.
Yeah, I watched some of that. That was
Yeah, you did watch that.
I heard she did shots or some shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could talk about that real quick, but I just want to talk about Rocket League. First off, she can complain all she wants. We had 10 motherfucking people in this house. So if you could imagine playing Rocket League, which is a very, like, you know, twitchy game where you need to be perfect. Like, I was lagging half that game, where it's like, I would be on one side of the field, then it would just instantly transport me onto the other side. Like, it was impossible to play.
Sounds terrible.
Oh, dude, yeah. Playing Rocket League and not having bad internet connection is one of the most frustrating but, like, fun ways to play, because it's just insane. Like, you're just hoping and praying that you're, like, lined up in the right way. But, yeah. And then what happened is, she decided, like, around, like, 1 a.m. She probably wanted to just get done and found a good excuse to do it. But she literally said that anyone that gave her donations could... Any donation. It could be for any amount. She would take one shot. I'm like, are you sure you don't want to put, like, any sort of stipulations on this? She's like, nope. That's it. I'm like, all right. I'm going to tell everyone. So everyone in that group. Was at Javi's place, like, put, like, you know, a few bucks in. I think a couple of them even put just a dollar. So she had like five or six shots, and then Sean took the rest of them. She was passed out.
Sean came to the rescue.
Yes, and he played Elite Dangerous, I believe, for... He still could be playing Elite Dangerous now. You never know.
That game doesn't end, so...
Oh. Even, I mean, I love that game, but it just was not enough doing it to warrant playing it. I'm sorry, Sean. you know it's true. Waiting for that Star Citizen. No, not Star Citizen. I really want to get Eve Valkyrie. That game looks amazing. It looks so much fun.
I'm still waiting for Star Citizen.
Is that game ever coming out, though? Is that Half-Life 3?
No, well, I mean, like, I've played parts of Star Citizen, which is more than I can say for Half-Life 3, so...
Yes, it's in, like, alpha, right now?
Kind of. Parts of it are. Like, you can fly your ship, you can explore the one hub world, I guess. You can go inside your ships. The ships are... Like, when you boot it up and go into your hangar and actually look at your ships, it's awesome, because, like, they are super detailed. You can walk around your whole ship. Like
you're buying ships, correct? Like
yes, you buy
like $30 a pop for like a ship.
Right now, like I guess the entry is I don't know what the like when I got it was like $20 or $25, and you got a pretty basic ship, and,
right?
And like a hangar and.
Now, could you buy additional ships? You
can buy additional ships, yeah.
But for real money or for
real money, because right now you can't buy, like you can, and when the game launches, you will be able to buy
additional with like ships credits with or whatever. Credits,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But like now, it's like how they're kind of like fundraising for the game,
right?
It's like how they're doing their crowdfunding model is,
right?
They're selling you content in the game, and some of that is playable right now, some of it's not.
You know what? I honestly kind of wish that Elite Dangerous is kind of that same way. Or at least that same like mindset, because you know what I've told you as far as how many hours you would have to put in to get the Anaconda, which is like kind of like the best ship out there. But it would be thousands of hours. Like I don't have that time. So if I think about my you know, not saying that I demand a lot of money, but if you're saying, like, I can pay $100 and get that ship, divide that by the thousands of hours I would save building up for it.
Right, you might think about
like,
it.
I feel like the value is there. Like, that's like 0.10 cents. So, yeah.
It's an interesting model, for sure.
It's just, yeah. Because, again, like, the leaps and the... And now, obviously, they're putting in more ships, like, in between...
Right.
So there's not enough.
Are you guys still talking about Elite Dangerous?
No. The Elite Dangerous, Star Citizen. All that.
To ya, Doom Boy.
There's not much news this week, because it was game release week.
There's a couple of Nintendo ones.
Yeah, I guess they just had their director. Do you have any of that, Jeff? Do you know?
There was a bunch of stuff, but there's two big ones for me. One is Twilight Princess HD is real.
Okay.
And it is coming out the day after my birthday, March 4th.
Okay.
I really like that game, so I want to play it with a regular controller, which will be awesome. So
I think I want to try it. Like I remember, I got it when I got my Wii.
Yeah.
And I hated the motion controls, so I never got very far in it at all. But a lot of people said like they really liked it, so
it's one of the best. It really is. The only thing is the first 3 hours suck. But once you get past that, 3 hours
is I think for me that was probably what turned me off was the shitty controls, because you had to use the Wii remote. And it was not engaging in that first like few hours, so
it's cool though, because like after that, it's just there's like, I don't know, dude. There's a lot of dungeons. There's like 7 or 8 dungeons, and that's all you do. There's like almost no side quests. Like you just go dungeon, 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 dungeon. It's fucking great. I fucking love that one. So I'll be very happy to replay that. I forgot the other big thing. I think there was like a Star Fox release date, and it was in like April, dude. That's they said it was gonna be like early 2016. That's not too early. I guess it's still quarter
still,
one.
Still the fun. No, it's Q2,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Early Q2 because.
Oh,
Nintendo disappointed you? Oh. Oh.
Well, it's just, I mean, to me, it's, I don't have a huge stake in Star Fox. Like, I'll play it, I'll enjoy it, but that's a big delay for a game that was supposed to be out, like, in a week or two. You know what I mean? Like, and they delayed it, like, not too far back either. It was, like a couple weeks ago that they delayed it, so. Whatever. Those are the two big things for me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there was a couple other things. Like, if you're still playing Smash, they announced
that was their huge reveal.
Cloud is coming to Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that was like their like one more trailer, and that was their trailer.
I don't.
I caught that's the only thing I caught of the whole show was the very end of it.
That's pretty cool. Like, I don't like Smash Brothers enough.
Yeah.
To care. And I'm kind of over Cloud. I'll tell you that. Like, the next time I play as Cloud will be when that Final Fantasy VII remake hits in 2 years. So. What else? There's something else here. You'll be able to search for Super Mario Maker courses on the web.
What?
In December, yeah.
They know about the internet?
Yes, they somebody told them.
How dare they, like, not integrate that into the game? Like, why? What the fuck? Why can't they just have an
Immortal Song? We have internet.
And I guess people were kind of, like, losing their shit over the fact that Mother 3, which is, like, it's part of, like, the Earthbound series, I guess. Actually, like, Earthbound 3. It's coming to the Wii U Virtual Console in Japan.
Oh, really?
In December. But that might mean that it'll be coming maybe over to North America and Europe at some point.
Never been ported before, I don't think, right?
No, it hasn't. They haven't committed to doing it, but maybe that's a first sign, because they haven't committed really to doing much of anything with Mother 3 recently, so.
Personally, don't care. They could fucking burn Earthbound in a fire if it gives me a new fucking Metroid, in my opinion.
You are getting a new Metroid at that soccer
game.
Yeah,
how dare you.
Yeah, I think that's it for news, though. It's probably going to be light on news for a little bit.
Could be.
But it's okay, because there's games.
Don't worry, we've got PAX South to look forward to, that blockbuster.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to that?
And a couple of my friends here try and get me to go. And I was like, well, only redeeming factor is that there's nothing to do convention-wise. San Antonio is such a crappy town that, like, all you do is just drink and hang out with people, which is nice. So it's like, if you want to mingle, you want to rub shoulders with some big wigs, because literally that convention is like fucking, it takes an hour to get through, and I'm like, all right. That was cool. What else we gotta do? And then I saw the Alamo. I'm like, okay, this place is like no bigger than my fucking one bedroom. All right, let's move on. Then that's it. You eat Tex-Mex all day, and you what else? And then you just drink at the Marriott, and it's actually kind of fun because again, it's very kind of low key. So I mean, people are still going out there.
Right.
But it's much more chill. It's like, it almost reminds me of PAX East when we went, like a few years back, where it's like, except it's like Boston's actually a really cool town, even though I hate Boston. But it was actually kind of fun to go there. I mean, you know, San Antonio, Texas. They're going to have some good food there, and that's fun to. But that's. Thing is that it's just more fun to hang out with people. You can hang out with like gamers and like kind of like big people in the gaming community, because again, it's going to be, it's just a smaller version of PAX, which is kind of nice, because PAX Prime's a clusterfuck now and PAX East is not too far behind, so
right. Yep.
It's nice to have a PAX South, which I think you could still get tickets for, and it's been out there for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, PAX East and PAX Prime have, like, really blown up. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, huge. I remember PAX Prime, like, when I moved to Seattle, which was 2010, 2011. Like, I could wait that whole day before I got tickets. Like, it sold out that first day. but it wasn't like within 15 minutes.
Right.
You know, it was literally like, okay, well, let's see, who's going to go? Okay, how many tickets do I need to get? Who's coming? And like, you can really figure out. It's not just, oh God, I was on Twitter for 20 minutes and now everything's sold out. All the hotels are like, it's kind of insane. Like, that is absurd. Like, if you really think about it.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty nuts. All right, well, we will be back next week. Hopefully, Tony will be back. He'll be able to tell us about Fallout 4, because he's been playing that a bit. I'll have some more... I'll have my Rise of the Tomb Raider impressions. Hopefully, I'll have finished it by then. Maybe I'll have finished crappy Ops 3 by then, too.
Whoa. Did you talk about Black Ops? Did you like it?
Yeah, we were talking about it for a bit.
I don't like it at all. Like, I don't,
oh, okay. Yeah. You liked Advanced Warfare, though, right?
I did. Yeah,
I love Advanced Warfare. Fozzie, what was the co-op mode in Advanced Warfare? Do you remember what it was called?
Yeah, I don't, but I remember we played it. It was fun.
Yeah, it was really
fun. What were we trying to do again in it? Oh, it was like a horde mode, right?
Yeah, you like build up your base.
That was
and shit.
Tough,
like, it was
too.
Really,
that was
it
fun.
Was really
good.
Like, I find that more engaging than zombies to me. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't get. I know lots of people love Treyarch zombies. Like, I don't get it. Like, it's so plain.
Well, they rode that franchise into the money truck, so.
Yeah.
Frankly, I mean, I don't think they care about your opinions.
No, and it's fine. Like, I don't have to like every Call of Duty. Like, it's alright.
Well, it's like, I mean, getting disappointed at Call of Duty is like getting disappointed at Candy Crush. It's just not made for us, right?
I think coming off of I don't know if I'd like Black Ops 3 regardless, but coming off, you know, less than 2 weeks after Halo came out, and Halo's really good this year, like, it's like, do I want to spend time playing Call of Duty, right, or do I want to go play Halo, which I really enjoy? And like, right now that answer is I'd rather go play Halo. We'll see. Like, it's going to be interesting because Battlefront comes out next week, and it's like, it's a huge Star Wars fan. Like, is that going to be able to pull me away from Halo as well?
I really want that too. See, that's three games, and then I kind of really want to play Syndicate. Like, I've heard really good things about it. So that's four games potentially I really want to play, and obviously, it's not going to happen.
Right, it's a lot of games.
It's Fallout. You know, that's an investment. Tomb Raider, I'm going to get for sure because I know I can beat it, right?
Yeah, I play it.
But yeah. Battlefront, it's like, it's multiplayer, so it's hard to get a good impression with that because that's another 20 hours. So,
right.
If I play Assassin's Creed, that's probably going to be what, 15, 20 hours? But it's,
yeah, it
I feel like at least it's story driven.
Yeah, there's
but
a
I know
purpose
that
to it. You can go do
right.
all the sequences and.
But even if I loved it, no one else is going to get it. So it's
I
not
have
going
Syndicate.
To be.
I'm not there yet. I bought it, like, but I'm not. I'm still
but
playing.
Even
Unity.
So, that's two of us, and
yeah, nobody
FA has a strong dislike for the franchise for no good reason.
It's not happening.
So,
yeah,
I
good
mean,
reason.
No.
I played like three
Over
or four
half
of
the
games.
Those games have been fucking quality. You're just upset that it's like every year they come out.
But Jeff doesn't like the basic
mechanics like
of them.
Yeah,
so.
I don't like it.
Just fine.
It's
I mean,
fine.
Give me Prince of Persia. Bring that back. Who would not be in for a new Prince of Persia?
I'd be all over Prince of Persia, but I also don't want you to take Assassin's Creed away. Like,
oh, they need to take it away for a couple of years. So then when it comes back, it's sweet.
You know, yeah, but at least, you know, to be fair with Assassin's Creed, at least it's like a new history. Like, always something new. It's not like Call of Duty where it's like, okay, it's still advanced.
Yeah.
And still have
like that,
advanced
that's
guns.
Something like that, and I'm playing Unity a year late, which is good because it works now. But as I'm playing Unity, I'm like, this game is really beautiful. Like, there's still something like,
just,
that
yeah,
I really
incredible.
Enjoy
like,
from exploring those cities and kind of being in that time period. Like, it's just a ton
like
of fun
you,
for
you
me.
Can almost find like a you could almost teach this in the history like class, and you probably get a lot more participation out of that as far as like telling the kids, okay, go here, look at this building,
like, right, and
it.
Like they and to Assassin's Creed credit, like those buildings, like if you go into the like the Codex, I'm not entirely sure what it's called. It might just be a database or whatever.
Yeah, the Animus or whatever.
But it gives like detailed information on that stuff.
Sure.
Like, which is really kind of cool. It's like, and being able to see it so painstakingly like remodeled is really cool, and being able to climb up it is even more awesome. So, but I get why Jeff doesn't like it. Like, it's just not.
I can understand. Yeah.
Yeah. And those things that you are just saying are that's cool, but like I just don't like the gameplay. Like,
yeah, it's fine.
I mean, I don't like Metroid gameplay, and I'm a big Metroid
fan.
Whoa.
Yeah,
get good. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a Nintendo fanboy. So.
Metroid games are like.
I didn't grow up with Nintendo, so I feel like I understand what Nintendo games really are.
I didn't grow up with Metroid really, though. I didn't play like Super Metroid until I was older, and that game is amazing, dude. Like, gotta do it.
Point and shoot, like you're Mega Man or any other Nintendo plug and play. You can plug in like any.
It's like a sprawling fucking world to explore, though.
Sprawling world.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week to talk about all sorts of nonsense, including sprawling worlds.
Sprawling worlds.
Sprawling worlds. Fozzie, say goodnight.
Goodnight.